Guys, welcome to another exciting episode with us here, and this is Yuba Podcast coming to you from Kasua, and this is your host Kingsley Hemans, and in here as usual is my own buddy Johnson Zoglo.
Hello fans, hello bougie fans, how are you doing?
Bougie, gang. Guys, actually today is a special episode, and as usual in here again is Nana Sikapa. And today he's got some exciting stuff for you guys. He's going to talk about his charity work, but we are not telling you guys anything, so we go for the break. So let's just go take a quick turn, and when we come back, he's going to tell you all about what he's going to do. Stay tuned.
They can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place. For you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you.
Okay, welcome back, and that was Heal the World from Michael Jackson. Yeah, the legend. Nana, what's up? Recently you sent me a flyer about your charity work, and you spoke about
it. But it's a group of people.
Okay, what's the name?
Irish Africa. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the one you spoke about in the previous episode.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Actually, today's a special episode for Irish Africa.
Yeah.
And we'd like our listeners to know all about Irish Africa, what it's about, when you guys are starting your whole operation, where you guys are going to be, how they can help and all that. So today is kind of like you have the platform now, so let's just hit it, alright? Okay, so it's yours now.
Okay, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Sure.
Actually, to talk to your listeners about Irish Africa.
The bougie listeners.
The bougie listeners.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's classified.
Okay, greetings to all bougie listeners.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Okay, Irish Africa is a charity foundation, like I said the other time. So I'm just going to talk a little about what Irish Africa entails.
Okay.
So Irish Africa is a foundation that's coined by young entrepreneurs who have it at heart to make sure the less fortunate and the orphans in the society are being catered for, in order not for them to feel far flung, you understand? So we are helping the orphans, we are helping the needy, you understand?
Okay.
We are all in need.
Yeah.
Everyone, I'm in need, but there are people that we can help with our little we have. So when we say Irish is related to Ireland.
Yeah.
And we all know Ireland to be a bear land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, Irish Africa stands for the less fortunate, and we, the organization, have taken it upon ourselves to facilitate love and communication to the vulnerable.
So
that's the orphans and the less fortunate, in a simple system, by providing them with the food items, money, shelter, instructional materials, and then care. You understand, care. It's very necessary to show them care towards the upliftment. And we hope to expand our shares to other parts of the world. That's why we have chosen the name Africa. So Irish Africa, because the Africa there means we are not just going to base in Ghana here. Let me do our limitations in Ghana, but
from, from what we are saying, Irish Africa is now in Ghana.
Like, yes, it's now in Ghana.
Okay. Now, but
now,
not,
yeah, but not yet outside.
Okay.
We have it at heart. The executives and the members have it at heart to take it outside Ghana. That is other parts of Africa.
So you said something about it being a youth organization. So is it people below the ages of 30 years or something like that? Since it's
actually, this group or this foundation was established by youth. You understand? So that's why I'm saying it's a youth organization. But if you are more than, or let me say, you are older than 30, yeah, and then you want to help or you want to join. Our doors are open, and we are accepting everyone.
Okay. So that's very nice. I went to your Instagram page and I saw some interesting pictures of orphans and young kids.
Irish African Network.
Yeah, Irish African Network. Yeah, that's our Instagram handle. Okay. Irish African Network. That was our first ever back to school promotion with the Ucha, which was last year.
Can you talk more about that?
Last year, around September, we did our first ever back to school donation, and then by the grace of God, it was a success. Yeah, we went as far as East Region to donate some books, some pencils, some erasers.
Okay.
Yeah, like as learning materials to a certain school. Yeah, some part of the East Region.
Okay, that's very nice. I love the picture, the kids inside smiling.
So, Nana, can you tell us more about what you guys really are like, what you really do, your vision for this whole Irish Africa or something?
Okay, first and foremost, our vision, I'll talk about the vision of Irish Africa. The vision of the organization, the organization have it at heart to make sure the orphans and the less fortunate in the society are catered for, in order not for them to feel fair flank, like I said earlier on. So that's our aim, that's our vision. But the mission is, we are to facilitate love and communication with the less fortunate by offering a simple system of providing food. So this street donation we are going to embark on, that is on the 29th of August. It's not going to be a school donation, you understand? So we are not going with these pencils and
materials.
But this time around, we are going with food.
Okay. Because people on the streets normally need food.
You need food, especially the young kids.
Is it just food or anything anyone can help?
This one is it's a two-in-one.
Okay.
It's a street donation and evangelism.
Okay.
Yes. So we all know the Bible has instructed us that we should go ye into the world and make, and then tell people about Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Uh-huh, that is it. So as we give them food, as we show them care, as we talk to them, we are also going to talk to them about God, or let me say Jesus Christ. We are going to make them know that Jesus Christ loves them. So far as they are on the street, doesn't mean Jesus Christ has forsaken them or something like that. He still loves them, and then he died for them. He died to save them from their sins. That is it. So yeah, it's not just about food always, but sometimes your motivational messages you give out to them also encourages them.
Yeah. I think that's a very nice idea, because you can't preach Christ to someone who is hungry, you understand?
Yeah.
So how can the person be hungry and be preaching God will make it go? So I think that one is very, very okay.
I have a question. Is Irish Africa a Christian charity network or
other religions are accepted?
Yeah, other religions are accepted.
Initially, the pioneers of this foundation, I would say, are Christians.
Okay.
But that doesn't limit the foundation to a Christian base. But the pioneers of this foundation, the CEO, the president and the vice president, as well as the secretary, they are all Christians.
Okay, so guys, let's just take a quick turn, and when we get back, Nana is going to tell us more about Irish Africa. Stay tuned. Okay, welcome back. And Instead, Nana is going to tell us more about Irish Africa, and now he's going to go more in depth when they're going to start, what they're going to do, and where they're going to start from. So guys, let's listen. Alright, Sikapa.
Yo, bro.
You have the floor now.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Actually, Irish Africa. This, I guess, will be our second project.
Mm-hmm.
This, I guess, God willing, will be our second project. And then, just like I said, it's the street donation and then evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to happen at Independence Square.
Okay.
But with the time, I can't tell the time now, but the venue is Independence Square.
Okay.
And then the date is 29th of August.
Okay.
I just want to read a quote from Mother Teresa.
Sure.
Mother Teresa once said, give, but give until it hurts.
Okay.
You understand? So far as you're giving, and then you are not feeling the pain of giving, you understand?
Yeah.
I think you are not doing more than enough,
yeah.
You understand? Because when you give, you have to feel it. Say, I've given.
Yeah,
and then I've given something out. That is it. So, this foundation is an open one.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open one, open to everyone who wants to join,
mm-hmm.
open to everyone who wants to help the needy, who has the poor and needy at heart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That is it. So, anyone who wants to join, just don't hesitate. Just hit up. We are on Instagram at the Irish African Network.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. I like your Instagram page.
Yeah. Like the notes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is it. So the organization is an open one.
Okay.
Yeah. So please don't hesitate to swipe up or to call or DM anything when you.
I think you have to leave some details for them so that
you
can call and DM.
Call or anything.
Okay. When you want to call, you can call me on 054-37-47-235. 054-37-47-235, or you can DM me at _ Nana Sikapa, or better still, you can also DM
Irish
African Network on Instagram.
Okay.
It's very simple, but the simplest way is just calling me or texting me 054-37-47-235.
Is that WhatsApp line?
It's also a WhatsApp line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Nana, here's the case where I don't have money. But all I have is clothes or maybe toiletries or anything. Can I still support?
Okay, with this street donation,
yeah.
With those toiletries or let me say clothes, it's accepted. But you know, this is a case where some people are going to give out stuff to the poor and needy, and then they go for their spoiled clothes or let me say something like that.
Yeah,
you know, it's not nice because you're giving something to someone. You're supposed to give something which is neat and nice to the person.
Very much.
So with nice clothes, you have a nice clothes, you don't wear again. It's very nice, still nice. Or you want to buy clothes for them. It's accepted. Toiletries is accepted. We accept cash.
Okay.
Your prayers is accepted. Yeah, you can pray. You should keep praying for us. You understand? We need your help. You know, we need your prayers too. That's it.
Okay. So guys, y'all heard him. They need your support. And this is an open charity network. So anything you have, you can support. And when is the date?
29th, I guess.
Yeah, 29th. I guess.
I can put down the mobile money number.
Okay, sure, yeah. So yeah.
But maybe they will text me so that they alert me, then I tell the person who is receiving the money.
Okay, sure.
So yeah, this is the mobile money number. If you want to send anything or you want to help, the number is 055-67-65431. 055-67-65431. The name is Jennifer Amwedu. He's the secretary of Irish Africa.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what do you say? They DM you before they get into sending the money, or
if you want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
You see, some people don't want it to be known that they are the one giving you.
Okay.
If you want it to be a surprise, you can send it to the number I give.
And any amount is acceptable.
Because I don't know what you have. One person is accepted.
Okay. So you guys heard it. But don't send one person, please.
They can send one person if that's what
person.
They have.
No, my listeners are all bougie listeners.
Bougie
listeners. So guys, you heard him.
I want to leave a Bible quotation before maybe.
You have the platform. Don't
so
worry.
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17 says, "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and that which he has given, he will repay to him. So this is a scripture that is talking about giving. When you give to the poor, God will repay you. It's something we all know. Yeah, so we know giving helps us to receive more. That's it. Thank you.
So guys, if you have any, if you want to get more inquiries on Irish Africa, you can also visit our Instagram at Ubab Podcast. You can send us a DM, or you can even WhatsApp us on 026-174-7706, 026-174-7706, or 020-6763-185.
Yeah, guys, and it's one and only Ubab Podcast. There Ubab. Is no fake, and I don't think these guys will come here and lie to us and lie to our bougie listeners.
No. Oh, we can't everything, lie to your bougie listeners. Yeah. Not at all.
Everything is legit. You can just contact them before anything. And
you can see my pictures on Instagram _ Nanesika Pama. Your face is there. Please.
So, guys, I think it's about time we wrap everything up.
Yeah, we're going to wrap everything up. So, guys, just keep sharing, okay? You guys have done a really great job. It's been 1 week, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are making the podcast shoot up, like real things, like big thanks to you all, big love and everything. But keep sharing. You guys are doing the most, but please keep sharing. And we are available on CastBox now, so those who have access to CastBox can also listen.
Yeah.
The Apple guys, And yeah, big shout outs to my listeners in Russia. The girl,
Abigail. She's a top fan.
See, like
today, Abigail will take after Jessica. Okay, maybe Jessica, Messi, Abigail.
Top fans. Yeah. So Abigail, real thanks for the job you are doing up there. And big ups to all those listening in Ghana. We thank you guys. You guys
every
have made
part
this
of Ghana.
Every part, like you guys have really made it fun. Like, and yeah, we have more. There's more fun from where it came from. So guys, keep sharing it, right? Anything?
No, but I think you can follow me on Instagram, Daddy K or the Zogman. Contact me, let's have fun.
Okay, and you can also DM me if you want more information about Irish Africa. Maybe you're shy to DM Nana. You can also DM
me. No one is shy.
You can also DM me at The Kingsley Hemans on Instagram. The Kingsley Hemans, KINGSLEY. The Kingsley Hemans. So, guys, I guess this is going to be the end of the episode.
I think I will use this opportunity to thank Kingsley and then Zogu for giving me this
welcome
time to come
share with
their listeners.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And then but before that, I have one or two shout outs to give.
Sure.
Today's shout outs is dedicated to Irish Africa.
Okay.
So all members of Irish Africa.
Yeah.
Shout outs to all members, and then the CEO Jude.
Yeah.
I see you, bro. The president Blankson.
Okay.
The vice president Apostle.
I hope they will share.
They will share. They are my people. They will share.
And then
the secretary, Nora. Nora, I love you, okay?
Hey, Nana.
And the secretary is in the patrol. And then, all members, I could see everyone. I see you.
Okay. So, guys.
It's a wrap.
This is just the end of today's special episode. And it's all about Irish Africa. So, please don't forget. They need you.
Our saying is, whoever refreshes will be refreshed.
You hear?
Saving lives.
So, guys, we are out. Bye.
If you want to know why, there's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joy, forgiving. If we try, we shall see, in this bliss we cannot feel. Stop existing and start living.